We're going to study some Maral. The Maral in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Yud Zayin, discusses a Medrash Perkid de Rabbi Eliezer about the famous Sulam Mutzav Arta Reisha Magia Hashamayma in Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu has this vision of Malachi Elohim Olim V'Yardim Boy, this great important ladder that connects heaven and earth. The fulcrum, if you will, of the ladder centers over the Beis HaMikdash, where, as we know, heaven and earth meet. That's the point. The Maral elsewhere explains that that's the point of that Rashi that says that its feet are planted at Be'er Sheva, the top of the ladder is at Beisel, so then the middle of it, if you will, the fulcrum, is at Yerushalayim, at the Beis HaMikdash. That's the place where heaven and earth meet, and that's the whole point of this ladder in his vision.
And yeah. About 2 weeks ago, the Maral said that Hebron is where...
No, Hebron is the place through which one enters Gan Eden. That's a different issue, where Hebron is the place, the passageway for the Kedoshim, for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Rivka and Leah to enter Gan Eden. But in terms of where the Kesher, where the connection of heaven and earth are, not Gan Eden, but heaven, the current heaven, meaning the metaphysical world, and the powers that come from that world to this world and back and forth, they, so to speak, flow through Yerushalayim. And he sees these Malach Elokim going up, coming down. And Perkid Rabbi Eliezer says the significance of these heavenly forces, angels, going up and down, is that he is seeing the ascension of the four kingdoms and those malchios that are ultimately going to hold sway over the Jewish people. And that we will talk about, therefore, with a discerning look to how one of them, and that's ours, Edom, how Golos Edom is longer and different from the others. Herulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dalet Malchios, Moishlon V'Avdon. Their hegemony, and then their demise. Veheraloi, Sar, Malchus Bavel. Oila, so that's when they go up, meaning that's when they are predominant. Shivim Akolim. 70 steps or rungs of the ladder. That's how many years? 70 years. Bavel. Golos Bavel. V'yayret. And then, down. They descend, and they are lost, gone. Sar Malchus Madai, Ola Nunbez Akolim. 52 steps or rungs of the ladder corresponding to the 52 years of Golos Madai. And then down. V'yered. Sar Malchus Yavon, Ola Kuf Akolim. Now, it really should be Kuf Pei. Because the Gemara says that Yavon, Greece, was dominant for 180 years. V'yayret. Next, the fourth. Heraloi Sar Malchus Edoim.
With Greece, they never were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. They were never in Gaulis, really. They were under their rule.
That was a very spiritual exile. It was, in a sense, more severe because of that. True. It's true that they were able to stay in the geographic landmass Israel, but Beis HaMikdash was in ruins. It could not be used, and it was for that reason that we had to have the miracle of Hanukkah take place. But it's a Golos. It's Golos Yavon. And then Yavon is defeated. Then the fourth Malchus. Heraloi Sar Malchus Edoim. Oila Ve'ena Yerit. That's what the Medrash says. This was different. That Yaakov Avinu saw that this force for Edom rises, and he doesn't see it come down. V'amar, and Edom says, "Ele al bamaseh of Edom ele elyon." I'm going up to the highest clouds, to the highest strata, and there I will dominate and never come down, because Edom ele elyon. I'm going to be like the heavens themselves. I'm going to remain predominant. I'm going to remain in power forever. Amar lo Yaakov, ach el sha'ol turad. Yaakov protests. Again, this is a pasuk from Yishayahu. No, you should go down to the abyss. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Edom, and about Edom, this is, of course, from Ovadia, and it's in the Haftorah coming up next Shabbos. Im tagbia kinesher, v'im bein koychavim sim kinecho, misham oiridcho nu'um Hashem. You, Esav, you can go, you can create the highest, most powerful, beautiful palatial place for yourself, and think that you're high and mighty, and from there I will bring you down. But it's the I will bring you down that here has to be emphasized, as we shall see. V'hine, b'terem asher hoya, before there ever was a Malchus Edom of that kind of a lasting nature. It was already the beginning of Malchus Edom at the time that Rabbi Eliezer lived. But that Edom should last for the hundreds of years, and that this Golus should last as it has over, or almost, 2 millennia. V'adayin lo yatzu lefoel hamemshola shel hamalchus harevius. They have barely begun this fourth Malchus Edom. Ki Rabbi Eliezer ha-gadol hoya ba'es ha-churban u'besamachloi. He was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'im kol zeh higidu chachamim koyach hachaya hazois. The chachamim already then knew this chaya, and it's called a chaya because that's how they're described in Daniel. In Daniel, these are four chayos. And this was the most fearsome. And the chachamim already know that this is the most fearsome. And the longevity that this Edom is going to have, this is all already known. This was all already understood by the Chachamim, that this Golus is going to be severe and long. So why ask? Why is it so long? How can it be so long? Ki ein ro'u she'yatzmiach keren Yehuda b'memshala Hachaya Harevius. It is impossible that Yehuda shall rise while this fourth Malchus dominates. You cannot have them side by side. And it's a fulfillment of Ula'oim, Mila'oim, Ye'amotz. That's what was told to Rivka Imenu.
Question, please.
Sure.
How come actually Golus Mitzrayim was prior to all these over here? He didn't see the Golus Mitzrayim?
Nope. Golus Mitzrayim is not part of this vision, because Golus Mitzrayim is formative. That's how the Jewish people come to being, from the Kura Barzel of Mitzrayim. But after we are Klal Yisrael, there are four Malchios. There are four Malchios that we have to contend with. Mitzrayim and Golus Mitzrayim is, so to speak, a mold. In many ways, it's a mold for Golus. But in terms of the Jewish people, as Am Yisrael, having to contend with Malchios, they are these four. Bavel, Madai, Yavan, and finally Edom. And he says, Ein zman echod l'shnei dvarim asher heim mechulokim v'heim hafechim. Ein zman echod. There is no time in history where two polar opposites are going to serve as the dominant force and the dominant nation, side by side. Not when they're polar opposites. Israel and Edom are polar opposites. And therefore, it's not going to be that Israel is going to have power and it's going to have total freedom and the ability to continue growth and the flourishing spiritually that's meant to be Israel cannot happen at the same time as there's still Malchus Edom. Ve'en tzarech raya elma shehakosuv oimer b'feirush. And this doesn't need proof, where Daniel says this expressly. He says that Malchus Edom remains in place. This fourth chaya is the chaya that's so fearsome and in control, ad ki k'tilas chivso, till it is dead, till it is put to death. And k'tilas means it's killed, but who it's going to be, you'll see. It's not as if we can accomplish that. That's what the Pasuk in Avadji is saying. It's Misham oy ridcha nu'um Hashem. I, Hashem, say, I will bring you down. But Israel won't. It's interesting that when Yaakov is born, he's holding on Akev Esav, and that's why he's called Yaakov. Implication being that he's trying to pull Esav back and trying to keep Esav from rising, but he can't. He's not able to. And that's exactly what Shem said to Rivka. It's not possible. One rises, the other one falls, and vice versa. Again, back to the pasuk in Daniel, ad ki k'tilas chivsa v'huvad gishma, the body, the physical body is destroyed. When Edom's physical body is destroyed, v'hivas likedas esha, and is burnt in fire, cremated, then chaza haves b'chez v'leilya, then I saw in the vision of the night, v'aru imanone shmaya kivar enash, and up in the clouds there was the image of a man, a new man. That's the Melech HaMashiach. That's emerging. But the Melech HaMashiach cannot come until Edom is defeated. Hare beferish ki Malchus HaMashiach lo yokum ad shiyigmru dalet Malchuyos Malchusam. They must complete their term as Melech. Ukshiyye tam v'kolo Malchusam. When their Malchus is complete and done, Oz Yiskala Malchus HaMashiach. U'ma'achesh ha-Malchus shel ha-Chaya ha-Reviyas nimshaches. Since this Malchus of this fourth Chaya of Edom is very, very elongated, v'orcha min shmaya nitla, it's given a long, long time of hegemony. Husar ha-Sheila ha-Zayis l'gamri al-Arichas ha-Golas. Don't ask, how can this Golas be so different? It's different because it's so designed that Edom's great power, fearsome power, should be longest and ultimately not even defeated the way others have been defeated, where they have in the past been defeated by various human forces. Here it's going to be something from Shemayim. Shehunim shach kol yimei shultoin shalchai revius v'hoidia lanu chachamim b'medrash inyan hachaya harevius ki kol shloish malchuyos rishonim ro'o Yaakov al yosan. The other three, Bavel, Mada, Yavan, Yaakov sees them go up. V'ro'o gam kein yiridasan. He also sees them coming down. He sees their defeat. Chutz min ha-malchus harevius, except for the fourth malchus. Shero'o al yosan. But he didn't see it defeated. So, the morale is basically saying to us, we're suffering through the same frustration that Yaakov did. Yaakov, whose entire essence is all of Klal Yisrael, Mitos Shlema, Yaakov is the one who ultimately gives rise and birth to the nation. And what he wants is for the nation to succeed. And he wants the nation to reach its destined goals, and it's destined Yerusha, and he sees these three Malchios rise, and he sees their defeat, but then there's a fourth, He sees this fourth Malchus that just rises higher and higher. And Yaakov says, but then, how can this be? What will become of my children? What becomes of Bnei Yisrael? V'zem b'nei, kishar ha-malchios nosel lehem Hashem Yisbach yirid mitzad olam hazeh. The nature of this world is made such that these malchios rise and fall. Olefichach Yaakov shehu ba'oisai zman ba'olam hazeh. Yaakov was alive in this world. What is he able to see? What can he be in touch with, so to speak? Ra hayirida shalahem. He saw them rise and fall. He does see them fall. Aval malchus ha-reviyas yiridasam min ha'olam ha'elyon. The entire process, not only the process, but the whole possibility of Edom being defeated is completely up to heaven. It's completely up to Shemaim. It's in the Elyonim. And that's why he wasn't witness to it. Because Yiridasam in Ha'olam Ha'elyon. V'Hashem Yisbarach Ba'atzmai Mayrid Oysa. Hashem Yisbarach, very personally. Now, of course, it's the force of a God that is always behind what happens historically. All of that which are what we call history's ebb and flow and the machinations of nations and all of that which happens, of course, it's all the Yad Hashem. But in terms of the direct hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where it's not things that you could explain in any other way, in the case of Edom, it's going to be completely manifest. The hand of Hashem alone. And clear. Conspicuously so. Ukidichsiv. And that's the pasuk, and again in Avadja, im tagbia kenesher, v'im ben kachavim sim kinecho. No matter how high you try to go, like the highest eagle that soars to the highest heights, and if you create your nest up there in the clouds, there where the stars themselves shine, misham ayritcha no Hashem, I personally will bring you down. Hashem says to Edom. But it's not something that we can see. And that means that when we, in our long gullus, suffer at the hands of Edom and wonder when will it end and how will it end, we're really doing exactly what Yaakov Avinu did that night. We're seeing something that's impossible to conceive of. How can it be that this Malchus is so fearsome for so long, for so many hundreds and hundreds of years, and nothing seems to bring it to an end? However you defined Edom in the past, Germania, Germany, Amalek, today it's the nations and how they come together. You know, it's almost so clear that the whole purpose of the United Nations in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is that they should have the United Nations against Israel. So they should almost rename the institution, because they're not really united about anything else and don't function in a unitary way with regard to much else. But when it comes to opposition to Israel and to the rights of the Jewish people to a homeland, there it's the United Nations against Israel. And so Edom there succeeds with the block of Yishmaelim to come together and cause us as much grief as not, I wouldn't say humanly possible, it's even beyond what's humanly possible, it's unimaginable. It's just unimaginable. And this is exactly what Yaakov Avinu is witnessing and struggling with. How can it be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Yaakov, this you cannot see. This is not something that I can show you. Because it's something that's so holy and it's so otherworldly that you're not going to be witness to it. And so the forces that are going to ultimately prevail, such that Edom falls, are unknown to us. But they surely will one day wield the forces that will bring down Edom. Now let's look at the other side. Earlier in Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Tesvav, in a related issue, the Maral says, Be'eru chachamim sibas arichus hagolus ba'ifin emes v'hadas naisenes u'mekabal advarim ha'ela. It makes logical sense. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Levi took ill, and his neshama seemed to have left him temporarily, and when he was once again well, they asked him, so you went to Shemayim, you had an out-of-body experience, you had the visions of what's the world to come. What did you see? And he said, Olam hafuch ra'isi. I saw a farkerta welt, an upside-down world. Elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. What's down is up, what's up is down. Meaning, Rashi there says, in the Gemara Pesachim, that the people who in this world are dominant and most powerful, most important, the world is all about them. There, they can't lift their heads. In that world, in the real world, they are the most insignificant and the most unimportant, trivialized personalities. They, their souls, their character, they are just of no meaningful existence in the other world. And the people here, who are at their lowest, the poorest people, and the people who seemingly are least important and least significant in this world, in the coming world, they're up on top. So what the Maral means to say with this is that the world here and the world there are polar opposites. They're very, very different, obviously, but they're opposed mutually, contraposed to one another. One is the physical and material world, and the other world is the virtual opposite, is the most spiritual, therefore non-material, and therefore very different. And no one has both. That's why Am Yisrael suffers the way it does, because our place is not this world. That's what the Gemara in Achayvel says, and that's what it means when the Gemara says that you don't want to be amongst those who pursue. You would really rather be the pursued in this world. For example, the karbanos, the turtle doves and pigeons that are kosher, they are the most sought after and the easy prey for other birds. They are, unfortunately, you know, the ones who suffer the most. But they are ksherin hakosav legamim mizbeach. Those are the birds that are kosher on the mizbeach. The Medrash similarly says, on the pasuk in Koheles, v'halakim yivakesh es hanirdof. Right? So it doesn't just mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set the justice straight and one day, you know, bring to justice those who have done the pursuing, and so the pursued will finally see justice done. It means more than that. It means that those who are pursued are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds the world with. Those are the people who are ultimately in this world most pursued, and yet they're the ones upon whom the future of the Jewish people depends upon. Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Nehoroi la'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavakesh ha'nirdof hevel, as opposed to Kain. Nirdof mipnei Kain. V'chulei. V'chulei means Avraham Nimrod. Yitzchak Avimelech. Yaakov Esav. Yosef and his brothers. Moshe Parai. David pursued by Shaul. And finally, all the Ummais who are Raidef Yisrael. Ad Yisrael Nirdaf Mikol Ummais, the Medrash says, Ubachar be Yisrael. Shenemar Ubacha Bachar Hashem. And similarly, Shar Nirdaf Mipnei Ari, Eiz Mipnei Nemer, Keves Mipnei Zev, and on the Mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Dafka these animals. Lahikrivu Lefanav Leimin Haraidfim Elamin HaNirdafim. So we are the Nirdafim. Yes, that's Am Yisrael. Whatever really is most powerful and most important in this world has no place and has no role to play and is not connected to the next world. That's what this is all about. This world is all about Esav. This is Esav's world. You cannot have that Esav's world is this world and the next world, that Yisrael's world is this world and the next world, because when something is so different, you can't be a part of both things. You cannot be truly a part of Olam Hazeh, meaning Olam Hazeh cannot be for you. The purpose of Olam Hazeh cannot be for you, because if the purpose of Olam Hazeh is for you, then Olam Haba and its purpose is not for you. Ulfichach, zeh shehu nirdaf b'Olam Hazeh, muchach she'ein lai madrega chashuva b'Olam Hazeh gashmi. Shemahoya la madrega chashuva b'Olam Hazeh hagashmi lahoya acher roitfei lichnois l'tech gvulai. Were we meant to be preeminent in this world, we would be. We would be. And we wouldn't be vulnerable by all effects of history, by all of what we look as what has been the effect of the Nirdaf Yisrael. We have always been the Nirdafim. We don't enjoy it. We've never had, you know, a sense of pride. Oh yes, we're the Nirdafim. But the Maral is saying, yeah, we're the Nirdafim. Because we don't really own this world. The fact that we are Nirdafim is because this world is their world. Were it our world, they wouldn't succeed in being Roideif us. Because this world is their world, that's why they're able to take us. And our world is Olam Haba. They can take us in this world. They can defeat us in this world. They can take away what's ours in this world. Life and limb. But the next world, that's the world that's ours. And because that world is ours, and this world is not, that's why they are able to be Reidef, and we are the Nirdafim. Ma'ach she'en miyuchad elav ha'olam ha'gashmi, hu shayach el Hashem Yisbarach b'yayzer.
We are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're not part of this world. Our raison d'etre is not this world. Our raison d'etre is Olam Haba. And so here what he is saying, and again it's because we're Yaakov and not Esav, so this world is meant to be the world of Esav. And were this meant to be our world, Esav would not be able to pursue us successfully the way he does. But because this world is not meant for us, the world that's meant for us is Olam Haba. So indeed, the answer is we are in a long, difficult galus, and we are people whose place is really not here, but there, in Olam Haba. It's an astonishingly stark way of looking at it, but it really rings true. And that's why he brings this famous story of Rabbi Shimon Levi saying, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. Not just a different world. Olam Hafuch. An opposite world. An opposite world. Because in this world, Am Yisrael is not predominant. But in that world, it will be. And the earlier piece that we saw, however, we see that what the Maral says is Yaakov Avinu was shown that until Hashem himself brings only heavenly force to bear upon Edom, we will remain in this galus. And that the means through which this galus ends is different from the means through which any of the earlier Galios ended. They ended with man striving and struggling against man, wars of Greece and Rome, and Greece was obliterated. That's not going to be the case. In the case of Edom, it's going to be something far more heavenly. It's going to be something that brings Edom down with the Yad Hashem and the circumstances that are just so clearly of Hashem's making, that they will be the fulfillment of that pasuk of the ultimate fall of Esav. Im tagbia kinesher v'im bein kaychavim sim kinecha misham oiritcha no'am Hashem. So what the Medrash is saying, the Maral explains, is that's what Yaakov saw. Yaakov saw that it's Hashem who will be able to say, I'm bringing you down. Yaakov wouldn't see it. Yaakov couldn't see it. We can't see it. We don't know. We want to see it. We don't imagine how it can happen. But it will. And that's the point of Malchei Elokim Olim V'Yordim. And there's one Yerida which Yaakov didn't see, which we will yet, Emir Tzah Hashem, see. But it's going to be a Yerida, which as the Pasuk says, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's going to affect it directly. And so personally, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu do so and bring up the Jewish people, and we should see Edom's fall, and we should see that final step then of Malach Elokim Olim V'Yordim. Bye.